feel like this is going to be our lightning round. I feel... I have so many feelings today.
Really? Let's hear them all. It's been 2 weeks. We've got feelings on deck.
Yeah, sorry about the unintended break. We were doing some things.
What were we doing? You were in Miami.
I was in Miami. I don't want to talk about it. Sick. Yeah. I went to Art Basel and saw no art.
Really? Why?
You know why. Oh. I went to one party. For work.
Okay, but okay, you've been to Art Basel before. Is it Basel? Basel?
Basel.
Basel? Okay, Basel. You've been there before.
Yeah.
I've never been, and I wouldn't go of my own accord.
Yeah.
But what's the draw? What's the deal?
Art Basel is a global art fair that happens. The main one is in Switzerland, but there's a Basel, Miami.
Hence Basel. That makes sense.
And then there's one more, and I can't remember where it is. But so Basel happens, but then Design Miami happens around Basel. There's the Art Basel Fair proper, which is art on the wall, on canvas. And then there's Design Miami, which is more design, furniture, installations.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then this sort of the entire city activates around it. Going to Art Basel, quote unquote, is just going to Miami during Design Week.
Oh.
But it's also just a huge party. And Miami's always a huge party.
That's what I figured. It was a schmoozy showcase.
It's very Miami.
Okay.
It's everyone's in white silk, orange Lamborghinis. Everyone's drunk all the time. I went down there. My job was doing a party there, and my partner was going down to cover just the week, and so I went down and crashed with him, and I worked a lot, which is great. Anyway, but I'm not going to complain. Our hotel room, which I barely left, had a balcony and a beautiful ocean view, and the weather was great, so it was lovely. Anyway,
hurry for Miami.
I was also in Boston. Girl,
Oh, that's right.
More work shit. Save me. When I was coming back from Boston, we took the train.
Oh, shit.
Did I tell you this?
Right,
oh, my God. Long story short, our train broke down. The train slowed down and then came to a stop. And then they were like, ladies and gentlemen, the train lost overhead power.
Yeah.
We're not moving. We're trying to contact the power directors to figure this out. And I was like, what do you mean trying? Mm-hmm. And it's Friday after hours. I don't take trains. I don't know what the hell happens. Half an hour goes by. The cute college girl next to me is, at least the lights didn't shut off. Boom, the lights go out. I look out the window. We're like 100 feet up in the air on this bridge, higher than the overpass. I was like, this isn't good.
How long was it until it
I caught myself lucky. It was really only 2 hours, but it was a fucking nightmare.
Ugh.
But I was like, we could be here till 4 a.m. I have no idea. They had to send another train for us to hop over. Anyway, I live to tell. Have you seen Wicked?
No, I haven't.
Sable.
I don't like musicals.
I don't care.
I read the book in high school and I'm like, okay, cool, got it.
This is a cultural moment, yeah. I also can't stop thinking about how it is literally you and me. It's like an incredible...
I'm assuming you're Ariana.
Well, it's like a story of an incredibly intelligent, powerful, soft-spoken, sometimes cold woman... and a loud, stupid clown bitch that only wears pink and has no self-awareness. The entire time I was like, this is crazy.
That's
this
so
is
funny.
Smell you later. And also, I will say, if one more stranger calls me Glinda, they're going to catch it. I get it, and I'm with the business. Don't get me wrong.
Because you're pinked out.
I know, but I'm like, I get it. Today, I picked up coffee, and they're like, you're giving Glinda. And I'm like, bitch, this is just how I look.
Yeah. Stop appropriating my culture.
Sorry. Anyway.
You know what? I would see it. I just don't want to sit in a crowded theater
because you're always
sing at me.
Because you're always sick.
You know what it is? And I've noticed this. I've always noticed this, but more than ever, it's just like starting to irritate me. The amount of people who just open mouth, hack and cough into the wind.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm the only one who's like, ugh. Like everyone else around me, like they just don't notice it. And I'm like, guys, we had a pandemic.
Sneezing with their arms outstretched like an airplane on the subway platform. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It is gross. Come on.
Yeah, no, I get it. Especially on airplanes. Oh my God, that flight we were on to, where did we go? Sweden?
Greece.
Oh. They were
the
hacking.
The amount of hacking and wet ass coughing.
Oh my God.
Flight.
I was like, it's giving scarlet fever.
Come on, people. You should be able to whack people with a newspaper on the nose every time they do that.
Literally.
A rolled up magazine. Stop that.
Oh, I have things for you.
Ah!
One second.
I love a live thingy.
I love beginning to record a podcast and then immediately walking away from the mic. Well, Sable, as you know, it's the season of giving. And these aren't gifts. But I brought for you... Kayali, the wedding silk santal.
Oh, I've been wanting to smell.
I deeply love this scent.
I know, you've been talking about
this. Oh, that was good. That was good. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's giving ASMR, if I knew what that meant.
Asthma.
Silk Santal came out, I would say, maybe 18 months ago. It was part of a pair, Velvet Santal.
Wedding,
yeah, right? It was like the wedding collection. Silk Santal is the girl one, and perfect. And by that, I mean it's better.
Ooh.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Nice.
Let me smell. It's like,
I feel like this is the most fragrant. The thing about Kaoli is that like all of the scents are pretty hefty and robust.
Yeah.
And then sweet.
Yeah.
She loves sweet.
Yes.
And I feel like this is the most, not basic, but like, yeah, I guess like on the more basic, quote unquote, wearable, universally wearable.
Yeah.
I don't mean that derogatorily, but like the most like universally crowd pleasing, I think.
This went, forgive me, but I don't want to say viral. This was a cult favorite instantly because it is so gorgeous, and it took them.
It has a Kaoli, like I can smell the signature DNA throughout.
What I like about this, what I like about Kaoli is that they do those like hero notes, like everything is based off of something, whether it's pistachio or oud or whatever the fuck. But I like this is more sort of conceptual.
She calls out. It's written on the back of the bottle, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Sparkling champagne, white freesia, pink praline, lush nectarine, sandalwood, and sugared musk. Yeah, adding like a touch of sugared something is like Mona's whole deal.
If I could compare it to anything, it would be like a little cloud. No, you know what it is? It's a little Killian Love, Don't Be Shy.
Yes.
It's a tiny bit cloud, but then way creamier. And it's not dupery of anything like that. They all know each other, but they're not related. But this is just so beautiful. I'm so happy it's back. Mona, thank you so much for hooking the girls up.
Yes. Did she send you two? Or you just had one from before?
No, she sent me two because demanded it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
Did she bring back the other one?
I think it was just this one.
Dang.
The velvet one was very good too, but silk is it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There is like an oudi, a little bit of something earthy at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm. We'll get back to that.
We'll get back to that.
I have more to say.
Oh, okay.
I also brought you, this sort of isn't out yet, but.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah, it's been announced because they previewed it. Mm-hmm. So there's this brand called Hotel Lobby Candle that.
Heard of it.
Yeah. Their candles are really beautiful, really like sleek components, whatever. They went into home pretty recently, actually, with hand wash, I think hand lotion and diffusers. They just put out their first EDP, the EDP version of their signature New York scent.
Oh.
And I did some copy for it, so whatever.
Oh,
but
cool.
I am really actually taken aback by how much I like this. I don't mean to say like, oh, I'm so surprised, but I am thrilled by this scent.
Childproof boxes. Yeah. I swear to God.
I know.
You know me. It's me.
I'm an adult.
Please.
I can drive. Okay. This is a lot of amber and saffron.
Ooh.
So I know you're going to like it.
Sable bait.
Yeah, it is definitely sable bait. I sprayed this on and I was like, oh, holy shit.
Thanks.
So I think you'll like this too. This comes out, I want to say on the 12th of December. I'm not sure. I should know. Isn't
it's
nice?
It's like softer than I thought it would be.
It's really nice. I've been wearing it all week.
This would be.
Oh, this smells nothing actually like it smells on the skin, honest.
This smells like a candle to me a bit.
On the body, it's way more radiant and warm. I'm actually taken aback by how sweet it is, to be honest.
Oh, that's really nice. I just sprayed it on my wrist.
Let me smell it on you.
It's giving a little bit like men's cologne, but there is this cashmere-y quality to it.
To me, it's like suede-y. I've been wearing that all week. It's so beautiful. Not that I had any doubt, but they just sent it over and I was like, here we go. And then I sprayed it on in Miami and I was like, wait a minute. Like, this is good.
Wait, so this is New York?
Yeah.
Okay. Hotel Lobby Home.
Yes.
Confused me.
Yes.
And how many fragrances do they have?
Candles, they have a nice little collection. Okay. This is their first EDP. And I don't know the plan. If I did, I probably couldn't say anyway. But this is the one that they're going out with, I would assume, first. But I think this is a massive success. Yeah, isn't it gorgeous? And it's only, I think, I don't know the price point. I think it's $42 for, what is that, a 10, 15 ml?
A 10 ml.
Yeah.
So that's like pretty standard.
Yeah, yeah. Keep an eye out for that. Support. And I'm not giving this brand lip service.
I'll be honest. This does smell like a really nice candle to me.
Yeah. I love it.
It's nice though. It's really nice.
Anyway,
it's like a nice candle that people would say like, I wish this was a perfume.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the candle version of it too. I will say I love the candle and I'm happy they made it into a fine fragrance. I am so obsessed with it that I prefer the fine fragrance, but yeah, I love it.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Did you pick up anything for Black Friday? indulge?
I didn't, and I usually do. I usually just restock boring shit. Mm-hmm. I did buy my boyfriend's birthday present on for Black Friday. So I guess that's a lie.
He's a December birthday.
He's the December baby. Okay. Yeah, I got him he doesn't listen to this, so I can say it. thank God, I got him a really nice water carbonator because he drinks shit tons of seltzer. So I got him a really nice designed out one. Yeah.
Is it the Arco one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're both so hard to buy for because it's like we have very distinct styles. Yeah. We get everything we like for free.
You know what? Experiences.
But he gets hotels and shit. I thought about getting him because I still need a holiday gift. I thought about getting him clear.
Oh, that would be great. He does travel a lot, uh-huh. So that would be great.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Or the other one.
Global Entry.
Does he have TSA?
He doesn't. Shockingly.
That's insane to me.
I know. I haven't. And I never fucking use it.
I'm a snob, so
yeah.
I can't go back.
Yeah.
But. Dude, Global Entry, I think, is a lot more effective than TSA PreCheck because the line for TSA PreCheck, the line for security in general, in my experience, has never been so insane. Mm-hmm. But every time I've come back from an international flight and gotten on the customs line, that shit is always crazy.
Yeah.
The Global Entry was pretty great. Like when I came back from Greece.
Yeah.
I could see the customs area and everyone's just starting to pile up row after row.
Yeah.
And then you just go through Global Entry and it snaps a picture of you and then someone's just repeats your name to you and you're like, yep. And then you're done.
Maybe I should do that now.
It's only annoying because you have to go to you can do it at the airport.
Okay.
Or you can go to City Hall.
Maybe.
To do the
It'd be cute if we went to JFK and stayed in the TSA hotel and then did that.
That would be cute.
Wow.
Hey, look at us.
Look at us. It's our gift guide episode. Just kidding. What are you getting Noah?
I don't know. That's not true. I gave him... So my gift getting strategy is always that when someone says they really like something or want something or are interested in a thing, I write it down in a notes app. And then much later, I'm like, haha, that thing you said you liked months ago.
Smart.
And he likes this one clothing brand, Meals.
Meals?
M-E-A-L-S. Yes, Meals. Whatever. It does a little bit like children's clothes for adults.
Okay.
In the sense that everything is very roomy and baggy.
Okay.
And comfortable. And their whole design ethos is everything is based around food. So all the colors are instead of blue, it's blueberry. Instead of green, it's asparagus. So it's cute.
I hate that.
I got two pants from them when we were in LA.
Yeah.
And then they shrunk in the wash and I don't like them as much. But yeah, it's nice, comfy
clothes.
Cute,
okay.
But he wanted a matching jacket to a pair of pants that he had, so I got him that. I already gave it to him, so I can say this. He was wearing the pants the other day, and I was like, oh, your Christmas present came early, so here, just now you match. Yeah,
that's
I'm
cute.
Very unceremonious with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm just here.
I love any reason to celebrate, and if I don't have one.
I had another idea too, but that's TBD.
Okay.
Is there anything you really want for the holidays?
No.
Okay.
Yes, but I can't say it on air.
Fair.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh, my lord. Okay, so I smell a new fragrance from a clothing brand, Dauphinette.
Oh, yeah.
Called Poison Oud. It's one word.
Poison Oud, one word.
Poison.
I like that.
Poison Oud. I went to a dinner this past week for the launch of the perfume. It was very cute. The scent... Okay, first I want to talk about the bottle. Dauphinette is a clothing brand based in New York, and they do a lot of flowers and resin.
But it's very Scaparelli vibes, right? There's a lot of shit going on.
There's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
It's very maximalist.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of vintage. She uses vintage fur and then will embellish it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of kind of upcycled, I guess is the term they use.
Okay.
Vintage. And there's obviously original designs as well, but... This was, I think, their second fragrance.
Okay.
They had one that was a number 369 or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't say those numbers without
thinking. I know. Yep.
Anyway, I also may not be getting those numbers right. But Poison Oud is their newest scent. When I saw the bottle, immediately I was what?
Yeah.
Because the cap is one of those what do they call it? The dandelion deployer?
Yeah.
The little puff.
It's when they get white. When they go from yellow to white.
They look fluffy and you blow on them.
Yeah.
It's encased in resin. And I was inspecting the cap. I was how do they make this? And it looks like they attached it to the normal cap of the bottle.
Yeah. Is it a real dandelion?
Yeah. I think her whole thing is real flowers encased in resin.
Fucking crazy. It's so cool.
Really cool. But the scent itself was the tagline I think they used was levitating above the forest floor.
Okay. It's not really a tagline, but go off.
Well, that was kind of they're it's like that. And I'm interesting.
It's like that.
It's like that. It's very earthy and aromatic, but in a fresh way, not in a deep, heavy way.
Not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Right, yeah. I think they call out mushrooms too, so it's like a mushroomy scent.
We got to get off the mushroom train. I'm over it. I'm done. I'm sick of you bitches.
I'm interested.
It's really limey to me. Wait, yeah. Can I smell it on you?
Yeah.
I think bergamot is. That's way earthier than it smelled on the blotter. That's pretty. It gives that Loewe scent also about it mushrooms.
Does. Absolutely.
Enough.
Okay, so here's what they call out.
Okay.
Green mandarin, bergamot, fig leaf, oud, mate absolute, musks, hinoki, ambroxide, cashmeran, and isoe super.
What a nice blend.
Yeah, it's very transparent, very green, and there's like the snap of a green plant, but then it has the sweetness from fig.
It's kind
of
light.
Musk. It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's a lovely scent. It's funny because the name Poison Oud, I was expecting something like a Dior Hypnotic Poison, something kind of like deep and
oody.
Yeah, oody, but yeah. It's so light.
That's so cool. Pretty.
It reminds me of an Aesop scent if I liked Aesop scents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Dauphinette invited me to the launch of their first fragrance. I think you too. And I was really excited about the party, and then I did not go.
When was that?
Last year sometime.
Damn. Yeah. How did I not?
I don't know. Oops. That's so cool though. I'm going to get my hands on this. No, I don't, but...
It's cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah. I am interested to smell their other scent as well.
Yeah, same. But
yeah, you know, the brand is really cool.
On that same tip, you know who desperately needs to do a scent like yesterday? Cool. Sandy Liang.
I would not be surprised if that was already in the works.
I'm going to DM her.
Yeah.
Say, where is it, girl?
Yeah. Relinquish the perfume.
I'm going to DM her right now. Hey.
Hey, Sandy, it's me. Anyway, Tynan, what are you smelling today?
I smell like the new scent from No Noses Inc., one of the brands that I love, called Naughty Nona.
Okay, I was like, is it the grandma one?
It's the grandma one.
Is that fruitcake?
That smells like fruitcake.
Wow.
And I like No Noses Inc. because it's Sniff's quote-unquote secret menu where they do more kooky experimental things. And I just find this one a huge success. You want to smell it? It's like right here. Yeah. It's nice. It's just like smells like a pretty fruitcake.
It does smell like a fruitcake. Like I even get like the breadiness.
Yeah.
It's like quite literally.
Bready, not yeasty.
Yeah.
Like
bakery.
It's It smells to me like a caramelized sweetness with the fruit in there, a little booze, because there is usually booze in fruitcake, allegedly, and the
kind of booze?
Icing glazed bourbon. Smells like candied ginger, bits of orange, prune. Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Rum, walnut, vanilla, glaze. And yeah, I was a little scared of this one, a little hesitant, but I mean, they do it so well. It's literal in a way that is playful and funny and ironic, but it's also a really good wear. Yeah, if I didn't know what this was, I would still like it just as much. And I think the kicker would be, it's inspired by a fruitcake.
Yeah.
And yeah, cute. I'm really, for a mass brand, I do what No Noses Inc. is doing there, as we will discuss momentarily.
What's their price point?
Looking right now.
Ballpark.
40 to 65. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Glossier price.
30 milliliters plus a free 2 ml sample. Mm. And I think, yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. So you can sample it before you open it.
I love it. I think it's really fun. I'm always really excited about their launches. They should come on the show. Speaking of something you said that I want to circle back to really quickly before we dive into this, the new Kaeli scent, Bougie Marshmallow.
Oh, you texted me about this. I have not smelled it.
I'm sorry.
You love it.
Listen,
how is bougie smelled? Spelled. Is it like
I think it's B-O-U-J-E-E. Listen, we could have workshopped the name before. The name is not good. It's going to be very dated from a marketing perspective. Yeah. This is not the best way in. Yeah. Also, I just got an embargo for this mascara called, as I'm just breaking it, Everlasting Riz Mascara. No. And I'm like, we got to stop. We got to stop. This will be dated in 6 months.
Yeah, what?
Anyway.
Was it a mass brand? Sephora brand?
It was like something like Essence or something.
Okay, they're like the Forever 21s.
Yeah, that's true.
Makeup. They just drop shit all the time.
The sheen of makeup.
That princess mascara still goes.
I don't like that mascara.
It's like a bit extreme. I'm also like paring back on my lash.
Yeah.
Embellishments.
That's right.
More and more, I don't know why, I'll wear a lot of mascaras or do like an eye and be like, this looks crazy.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
I'm going lighter with it lately, but I'm still doing it.
And I feel like that is a trend I've been reading about.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a no mascara look. You look like a creature.
To be fair, a lot of the people saying mascara is over already have naturally long curled lashes. So.
Yeah, we're doing too much behind the scenes to call anything over. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's so tone deaf to me when people with naturally amazing insert
everything
here is like, this is over. We're not doing, we're appreciating it. I'm like, shut the fuck.
Yeah, you're not claiming anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bougie Marshmallow. So it was like, I saw it teased. I love marshmallow scents, obviously. I love pink. The component's pink. This is part of the Yum franchise, as is her pistachio one. Mm-hmm. And I was excited about it. You know what I mean? I was like, this, whatever this is, it's going to be good. I knew that there was notes of marshmallow and strawberry in it. I was like, yeah, this is right up my alley. Sable, I really mean it. I love, I'm Cali pilled. I will say that all day long. I realize that. I accept that. This is so good. Mm-hmm. It is a fluffy strawberry scent that, yes, is airy and sweet and gourmand, but is really like magnetic in a way. It's lovely. And then it dries down because there is a tiny bit of, let me not fuck this up. Wait, am I wrong? I'm never wrong. I thought there was oud in it, and I am wrong actually. But the dry down gets so much deeper and headier that it doesn't get heavy, but it starts off like a fluffy strawberry marshmallow milkshake, and it dries down to a strawberry red velvet cake.
Ooh.
I mean, it is way better than it has any reason to be. Like I said, I love Cali. I like most of their shit. I like pistachio, but when I go to pistachio, I go to Dia and Durga. But this one, I wore it for a week straight. My mind was pretty blown by it. And I think they like unlock something really special here.
Wow.
And yeah, shout out to
it.
It is out yet. Yeah. Mona Khitan, the woman that you are.
Are they in Sephora? No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Okay. I just want to smell it. Like, I don't. It's like a scent that I'd want to smell, but I feel like it's not going to be an everyday wear for me.
Yeah.
But
you got to wear it on skin, though.
Okay.
I'll bring it over next week.
Okay.
What are we doing?
We are. This is our Smell You Later Wrapped 2024 episode, in which we talk about the scents that loosely were released in the past in 2024 that had the most impact on us, that we liked the most, that we perhaps wore the most. It's our podcast. We can do what we want.
So I am sort of a purist here where I, as best we can, like to keep it only drops of 2024.
Yeah.
Throughout the year, we try to make sure that our content isn't release focused. We're not, anything we do is free press for whoever we're fucking talking to. So who cares? But you got to do more than launch something to get on the show. But yeah, I feel like this is the time where we look back at the year specifically and say, this was my favorite, at least.
Yeah.
And that said, there are so many fragrances that there are things that we discovered this year that are not new drops that we can bring in. But as best we can, we like to keep it to this year.
Yeah, we're going to keep it to 2024.
We did approach this differently as usual. So we can get in different ways.
A little bit.
But Sable, why don't you kick us off?
Okay. Because I'm me. I was like, let's do categories. Favorite. Should we start from least? Okay. Least to most. What is your favorite body product smell?
Favorite body product smell. Fuck. That body wash that I really fuck with.
Yeah.
I don't think is from this year. We, like I said, we prepared for this in different ways. My favorite body product smell is either, and they're both very new, so this may be recency bias, the Ole Bonum body lotion from The Necessaire, which I think is a really beautiful, radiant sweetness, or the new hand mask from Soft Services that is scented. Both of which really love.
I will back you also on the Soft Services Hold Therapush.
Yeah, Hold Therapush. Yes. Thank you for actually calling it what the fuck it is. I love that product. I love the component, that it's like as much a component as it is design. I love the scent. It is really beautiful. I'd wear it as a fine fragrance. It's
I want them to release it in the comfort, not comfort cleanse. Yeah, sure. That too. Why not? The the Carrier Cream.
You love that
Carrier
Cream.
Because I love the Carrier Cream. The scent is nothing though.
Yeah.
Even unscented things have a scent.
Yeah.
It has like a vaguely clinical scent. But yeah, I think that'd be cool with the scent. Why not? Give it a shot.
Yeah. We should have them on the show.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. What is your favorite home scent?
Does that include candles?
Yeah.
Is that what a home scent is?
Sure.
Me asking this question. I feel like I had two, but yeah, my favorite from this year, and I don't mean this to be a rep of our Smell You Later Awards, but The Deeper Well Candle by Kacey Musgraves and Voicemails. Really, really.
Was that launched this year?
Yeah, remember? You had COVID.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And I had anxiety. Yeah, so good. That's love it. Really good.
Did I get that candle?
No,
no, I got their mushroom candle.
Oh, right.
I did a mushroom candle.
Right, right.
Which I haven't burned yet, but I liked it.
Yeah.
My favorite home scent is the... so basic.
What?
The Replica Autumn Vibes Diffuser.
Really?
So basic of me. I have it by my bedside.
Okay.
It's obviously sandalwood.
Uh-huh.
But there is something sweeter and muskier about it.
Okay.
And every time I like wake up or go to bed and then I'm like, ooh, what's that smell? And I forget every time because I'm a goldfish. And they're like, oh, it's the fucking diffuser I put literally next
That's
to my
That's so funny.
Yeah. But something about, I don't like the Eau de Toilette.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's too dry.
It's very dry. I think
you just get the dry woodiness.
Yeah.
But with the diffuser, for some reason,
yeah,
it's a lot deeper. The scent is like a little bit more deeper and sweeter. And yeah, it's a little bit more complex to me.
When it comes to home scent, I will tell you, that little Pure device, it's turning me out.
It was, that thing, I remember when I had it on, when I was using it, even the, what do you call it, dimmest setting?
Yep.
The least setting was a lot, I thought.
I only have mine on for, like I said, 3 hours a day, twice a day. Yeah. And I think I have it on medium and it's perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was a lot. I do really like the Flamingo candle, but I don't think that's from this year.
The Flamingo Estate candle?
Flamingo Estate.
Which one?
The Bergamot Rose one.
Mm.
I really like that, but I don't think it's from this year.
Okay.
So just side note.
Sure.
Okay. What is your favorite hand soap?
Oh, down. It's not from this year. Yeah. And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dead Cool Taunt.
I knew you were going
to say it. I love that scent. And I love it in my kitchen. Mm.
I would actually say I love the Extra Milk hand soap, which I think they did launch this year.
They reformulated both.
Okay, fine. They made it sound new.
Yeah.
I love it. It's next to my kitchen sink. It's a joy to use.
It's very tiny and stable coated.
Yeah. I do feel like all of their pump bottles are really hard to press, though. Is that just true for me?
I actually decant mine into... Oh, okay. Do you remember the 30 seconds that Voicemails did hand soap and body lotion? And those really...
Yes.
The components
yes.
were really cool.
Uh-huh.
When I fucking tell you... Because those crooks, and I will name the PR, because I can't stand them. They sent me, like, not the full components, which is, like, obviously why I want them, because they were pink. I was like, yo. Anyway, I had to track them down.
Yeah.
I'm really happy I did, because they are a beautiful piece of heavy design. I put all hand soaps into those,
because
my whole kitchen's pink.
Got it.
So I don't experience the pump.
Yeah, I have the Extra Milk, the Dead Cool Extra Milk hand soap by the kitchen sink. And the body wash in my bathroom. And the pumps are both like very hard to press. I don't
really?
Know why. On the one hand, it's nice because it gives you a conservative blob. It's only annoying in the shower when you like use a lot more.
You know what I think it is actually? And I did notice this because I poured the old formula into this bottle and then the new formula in this bottle. It might be the bulk, the soap itself.
It could be because it's pretty thick.
It's the new reformulation is really thick.
Yeah, it's pretty concentrated. So that's probably it because it does feel like there's pressure.
Yeah.
But...
Do you like the newer Dead Cool scent? I feel like we didn't talk about it because the embargo was so long that I was like, I'm not gonna forget about this. I think it's called Aura.
Aura. I like
it. It was like pear, caramel, and cedarwood or something.
It's a pleasant scent. It's not really my thing.
Yeah.
It read to me very fresh, fruity Y2K scent.
Uh-huh.
It's nice. It's not like a Sable scent, but it's a nice scent.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I feel like they're getting a little more mass.
Yeah, they are.
But in a way that feels...
They're in Sephora now.
They are. They're keeping it authentic, however authentic a brand can be, to themselves because everything is pared down. It's just getting a little brighter and sweeter, which I'm not mad at.
I agree. Wait, did they release, what was it, like Solar?
Solar.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
Okay, I did really like that one.
That was nice. That was really nice,
I really liked it.
But even that, I was like, this feels like we're taking a walk somewhere.
Okay.
Away from the brand.
You're just steeped in it more.
Yeah.
It's got more... heft.
Yeah.
Robust.
I like that. I like the founder a lot. I really enjoyed our conversation. Yeah. I liked meeting her. She seems like...
She's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, best body mist. Your favorite body mist of this year. Have you used any body mists this year?
Caramel Skin.
Mm, that's right. You did mention that.
You use more than I do, though.
I really like Plus the Brooklyn. Ellis Brooklyn Vanilla Sin. It's like a cherry vanilla.
Oh.
And I feel like I'm like, oh... I feel like they should have done that in an EDP. I feel like that was a missed op.
Really?
Yeah. Because the scent itself does not read like a body mist. It reads like an EDP.
Hmm.
But it's just a lot more headier and robust than like, I think a body mist is like lighter, but actually that's not true because the Sol de Janeiro ones are punchy.
Yeah.
I do really like Sol de Janeiro, the Chiros of 59, but I don't think that's a new release.
Sure,
this
sure.
year. Yeah. Anyway, on to fragrance.
On to fragrance.
So our most worn, most talked about, most beloved fragrances of this, of 2024.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm going to say the Die Hot with the Vengeance fragrance.
Same.
That is legit my most worn, most talked about fragrance because I'm selling it.
Dude, people fucking love your fragrance as they should.
The nicest comments, the nicest feedback.
Yeah.
No one, and maybe some people didn't like it, but they kept it to themselves, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
That's fine. If you didn't like it, just give it to someone who does. But people really love it.
And of course they do. People, it's good.
But they don't say the same things. I think everyone has a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
I think generally speaking, everyone says, oh, this is like a sexy, very femme fatale scent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, great. That's the through line. But everyone has like a different experience.
A different take on it. Yeah. You got two into the gloss placements with that.
I don't.
Hey.
Thank you, Daisy.
Yes.
It helps to be a Nepo editor. I was like, someone asked me, like, oh, you're going to do some, like, Black Friday sales or something? And I'm like, I don't want to, like, cheapen the product by doing a sale.
Luxury doesn't go on sale, baby.
Exactly. But I did have a bunch of Die Hot with a Vengeance t-shirts that I'm sitting on. So I was like, how about if you buy a perfume, you get a free t-shirt with the purchase. That's still going on only on my website because some people DM me saying they bought it at Stell and they would like a free t-shirt. I'm like, doesn't work that way, honey. Sorry, this is not retroactive.
Stell is moving your shit, though.
I know. Every 3 weeks, they kind of ask for a restock.
Love that. Is,
they only buy four at a time, so it's easy. But whoever is buying my shit at Stell, thank you. And I'm so glad that you discovered it there. Okay, what is one of your most one,
so I have a list.
You have a list.
I was going to do 9 because it's my favorite number, but I didn't.
Do 9. It's our podcast.
I know. I don't know that we've talked about this brand yet, but I'm going to go from the bottom up. This is, I was really pleasantly surprised by this. Rancateur. What is it called? They have a lot of really incredible scents. They have one about like sacrilegiousness and communion. They have one about clouds. They have one about watermelon, all of which really excites me. This one I didn't really care about until I wore it. Now I'm obsessed with it. It's called Foul Play.
Oh, and that was a good one.
It's a leather scent.
Yeah.
And it's essentially, it's a lot of shit, but it's just a light, sweet leather. And it gives you everything that...
I thought it was like tennis ball-y.
I don't know. It gives you everything you want from a leather scent without the heaviness or the stifliness that it can often bring. It's not like overly masculine or anything. It is, and it's just light and airy without burning off of you. I was really floored by how much I like this. I feel like this is what I wanted Leather Eyes to be from DS and Durgan. Leather Eyes smells like liquid smoke to me, for better or worse. It does.
There's a kind of like, I don't want to say bacony, but there is kind of a mesquite.
Yeah. Quality. Foul Play is stunning. I really love the entire collection. Really want to get back into it. And I would love to have the founder on the show. He seems like a really cool guy. Yeah. He lives in Tasmania. So shout out to time zones. But
I know. I was like, that time zone might not be that crazy if we record at 7 p.m. on a weekday.
Yeah, it's not like terrible.
10 a.m. in the morning the next day for him. So that's not too crazy, but we'll see.
What's on yours?
Okay, so I have... Sure, I'll do 9 as well.
I have a 7.
Okay, great. 7 then. Victoria Beckham Reverie 2150.
Fuck yeah.
So good.
Where did I put that? So good.
Such a good vanilla.
You talked about this on the show, and then I got mad
and
called it in.
Did they send it?
Yeah. Good, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely so gorgeous. Nice. Yeah.
All of the Victoria Beckham scents are really nice, but I think this is the one.
This feels like a new direction.
Yeah.
Because I was really not surprised, but like, man, she released the trio. Mm-hmm. I've loved all of them. They're so good.
But they weren't, I don't want to say not unique, but they were kind of things I think I've smelled before.
Okay. I would not say that, but I hear you.
They read very Tom Ford to me.
Bright, juicy Tom Ford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This, if we're going to do vanillas, I really like this vanilla.
Yes.
I mean, I like all vanillas, let's be honest, but she...
It's really, really good.
Body. Also,
it lasts for ages.
Yes.
And every time I smell it on myself, I'm like, I smell amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of vanillas, another vanilla drop I really liked was the Replica Afternoon Delight, the mandolin.
You know, the mandolin scent.
The mandolin.
They smell the exact same to me. Yeah, I actually, heartbreakingly, I don't share that with you. It's fine.
I think as far as vanillas go, it's pulled back.
Yeah.
It's quite pulled back.
Yeah.
But I like that about it.
I see that from you.
It's a little airy. It's a little more ephemeral, mm-hmm. I suppose. But I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's a well-balanced vanilla.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like a bestseller now, but I feel like they put a pretty big push behind this one.
They did.
So I hope it pays off. But thank you for the Madeleines.
Okay. My next one, and I actually don't even know why I called this one in because I really didn't think I was going to like it. And I really love it.
Oh.
I said I was going to send it to Kara and I have not because I am a cheater who is full of lies. But I haven't used it since, so it's brand new. The Fredrick Mall and Acne collaboration. It is...
I didn't like that one.
You didn't? I love it. And it's so it's not me.
Soap. It's full on soap.
No, it's musk, aldehydes, and peach, which don't appeal to me. But I... love that
it
scent.
It like scritched my nose in a comfortable way.
I love it. I can see that.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to happen to me. I was really surprised by how much I
love
this.
I love the visuals around it. Mm-hmm. I love the design of it. I love the bottle.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I thought it was a weird... when I think of acne, I don't think of this type of smell.
Yeah.
Acne's a very Scandinavian, minimalist, cool... brand. I don't know.
This strikes me as minimal though.
No.
You don't think?
No way. It's so floral soapy.
Really?
Yeah.
It strikes me as minimal, but to each their own.
Not peach. If they had done like a fucking sandalwoody Santal thing, that would have made sense for the brand, but I also think that would have been boring.
Yeah.
I do wish, because they do have a lot of like really plush, thick, like wool knit stuff and like shearling coats. I'm like, I wish they would have done like a leathery iris scent. Like that to me would have made more sense for the brand.
Sure,
but
sure.
Who knows? Don't ask. Don't consult me on your decisions or anything. I don't know anything. One of my next ones is Eloria Jang. Eloria released another collection of four scents this year based on different parts of Korean heritage. Jang is the one that is inspired by food. It's their quote-unquote gourmand scent that kind of encompasses like the fermented saltiness of things of the cuisine. They had a fermented soybean note in it, which I immediately was like, what's all this then?
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like you're wearing soy sauce. No. Obviously
it honestly doesn't even read to me as a gourmand. I see it, but
I think marketing wise it's an interesting way to categorize it.
Yeah, because it's not savory.
No,
but
no,
it's not sweet.
You're right. It's not savory. It's not sweet. It's such an interesting, complex scent. It's so hard to describe.
It's challenging.
It's challenging.
But it's pleasant.
It's pleasant, but I'm like, I can't... Nothing immediately pops out to me. This is a floral. This is a fruity. This is a vegetal. It doesn't pop out to me. But there is definitely something aromatic.
Yes.
And crisp and fresh about it.
Yeah.
But I can't put my finger on it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's Why the hell don't I have a bottle of that?
I went to an event of theirs. That's why. You didn't go.
Where's my invite?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Big on that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Kidding. Didn't they?
They sent us the samples anyway.
Yeah. They did their brick and mortar open this year?
No.
I think it did. No, I was at Equinox.
They opened their Soho store last year.
Last year in LA.
They just opened an LA store, which looks gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah. If you are in New York and LA, go to Eloria, please.
It's so hard to describe the scent, but it's so good. Like, words fail me. And perhaps they should.
My next one, Grove by the Sea by Arquiste.
Oh, you love that one.
I love that one.
Yeah. You love it so much.
I do. We were at Hot Carlos's house and he...
From now on, he's Hot Carlos.
He is. We're talking about his new collection and he was telling us about the scent. And I was like, okay. And man, he handed us these blotters and I was like, hold on a second. It is so stunning. I'm not going to riff the notes correctly, but it's a lot of herbs. It's fennel. It's, I think, a little olive in there. It is so beautiful and aromatic and airy and lush. It is so successful. Love it. I can't say enough about it. It really...
Everyone loves that.
Everyone loves it.
I feel like everyone I know who smelled it is in love with it.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good. Oh, wait. He released the paw candle.
Yeah.
Which he got that to market quick.
Yeah. He's a pro, man. who knows? It was probably in development for a long time.
Yeah, but when we went to his homosexual household, he showed us a sample of this candle that was supposed to smell like dog paws. And I was like, get that shit away from me.
But dog paws always smell nice. They smell like Frito chips.
Yeah.
Like, they're so nice.
But he handed it to us, and it was really good. I really liked it.
It's like a corn chippy smell.
With the little vanilla in there. Mm-hmm. I would say it's like a savory candle in the vein of pasta water.
Mm, yes, yes.
But a little more pungent.
Agree.
It was good. I hate to admit it, but it's good. I think it's called Little Paws.
Yeah, it's funny how I feel like I haven't smelled so many dog's paws, but of all the ones I have smelled, they do smell similar.
Ew.
They all have the corn chip smell.
Okay, anyway.
Apparently it's an enzyme. Anyway. My next one is Bianca Profumo Cherry Leather.
Yo.
Fucking loved that one.
Yeah.
I also smelled at Hot Carlos's house.
Yes.
And immediately was like, what is this? I must have this. It is so good. I love it so much.
You and my boyfriend have a lot of parallels.
Yes, we do.
You like the scent. I mean, you like, in that you like a lot of scents, but this sort of scent would strike me as a sable scent and a hymn scent.
Anything with leather, obviously, and then cherry and almond.
It's almost like, you know?
Yeah.
Also The Simpsons.
Anything red-coated. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You really did date Ryan because he's just like me.
Yeah.
It's so funny because, like, visually and temperamentally, you both are the black cat golden retriever pairing.
We're those houses on the PCH. The black house and the pink house. Yeah. Totally.
It's so funny. But cherry leather is just so good. And it's like, the scent lives up to the name.
It does.
It's sophisticated and playful at the same time. It's not like a serious Tom Ford coated, serious, fashion-y cherry leather scent, but it's very sophisticated. It's very addictive without being cloying.
I don't think we can say addictive anymore, girl.
Okay, it's very... What is the synonym?
Whatever. The hotel I stayed at Miami was the Mandarin Oriental, so who's the clown now?
Mandarin Over.
I know. The Mandarin Warm Spicy.
Yeah, it's just so compelling.
Yeah.
I will say that much. Yeah, it is a compelling, it's just so good. It's just,
And on the same Bianco Profumo tip, that Amaro scent that they tease on the show goes.
I was surprised at how bitter orange it was, but I also realized I didn't know what Amaro was, so joke's on me. I thought it was going to be more espresso-y.
It is. Yeah. It's so good. Oh my God.
I got more of the bitter orange and I was like, wish it was more espresso-y, but.
Next time we're out someplace with alcohol and I know you don't drink.
Okay.
I'm going to get a friend.
I'll wet my whistle.
Yeah. Just like a little taste. That's all you need. They're already teasing it out to their audience. And I'm like, not so soon, girls, but what do I know?
Why not? Okay. Tease away.
Oh shit. My next one. So as we all know, I helped launch the first Billie Eilish fragrance and worked on the second one a tiny bit. I didn't touch the third one, but they did send it to me because I demanded it. And I have to say, this one, I love the first scent. I like the second scent a lot. This one is just a big spice bomb in this way that's really surprising and gorgeous.
Do you smell that?
Yeah, it doesn't, the notes don't really do anything. It is a little more sophisticated than I would expect. No shade. Actually, that's right. I don't know why I would even, but like, grapefruit, pink peppercorn, jasmine, saffron, fir needle, cedar, amber, oak moss. Yeah. But to me, it's just like a spice cabinet in the best way. It's so good. It's something that I would wear any day of the week. I also like that none of them smell quote unquote celebrity scents. The first one is very vanilla, so perhaps, but they're really just like singular in their celebrity space and really thoughtful and sophisticated.
What was the second one like?
Rain on Wet Pavement.
Oh, I'd be interested in smelling
it. It's good. That's a successful take on that too.
It's funny. Like, I don't wear the first scent, that the super vanilla-y one, but I enjoy it when I smell it.
People love that.
Of course they do. It's people vanilla. Love these just bombastic vanilla bombs.
Gotta get the shit off me. Oh my God. Next.
Creed Delphinus. I went to an event when they were relaunching Aventus Absolute.
Yes.
It was like a limited edition flanker that they relaunched again. I actually do like the Aventus Absolute. And then I was like in the store, so I was like, might as well smell everything. And Delphinus, it's funny because like, I feel like I smelled it once before and I was like, whatever. Delphinus is meant to be their like super irisy one.
Yeah.
But all I get is like cherry almond. Yeah. It's like super cherry almond to me.
It's very that.
And it's, which is like apparently my two new favorite notes are cherry and almond. So it's just so good.
Yeah.
It's so delicious and like comforting and soft.
I need to get my hands on that. I want to wear that.
It's so good. And the girls who work the for Creed's PR are very nice and very thin.
To you.
To me.
Wait, pause.
Yes.
We manifested something. As soon as this episode started, our good sister Trendmood just posted that we are getting a scent by Sabrina Carpenter called I'll Give You One Guess.
That's that Mi Espresso.
Mi Espresso.
It's called Mi Espresso.
It's called Mi Espresso.
That's so funny.
It's incredible.
I need that.
Espresso bean, cappuccino. So do I, dude. Cocoa powder, night blooming jasmine, vanilla orchid, biscotti. Caramel drizzle.
I have a feeling I know exactly.
Sugared amber and whipped cream. It's a coffee scent. I need it. I don't have a date, but it's a screenshot. Someone's about to get an email Monday morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, I better be getting
this. You better duck and cover. Scent Beauty, what's good?
Yeah.
Coming soon. So, yeah, we don't know. But anyway, my next one, ooh, from earlier this year, Black Magenta by Diaz and Darga.
Oh, yeah.
Love, 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 love this scent. If you're going to do a fruit scent, do it like this.
I have a lab sample of that, so I don't know if it's the released version.
I have a full bottle because I went to the event at Nine Orchard and almost died. But we're like on the roof with a plastic ceiling and a fucking hurricane came. Really nectary, really sweet, really pineapple. Mm-hmm. I appreciate, because I know that Diaz and Durga doesn't prefer to do... I wouldn't call this a gourmand. I'd call it fruity, but it's very sweet. Mm-hmm. They don't love to do sweet scents, and they really just went for it and put their whole pussy into this one, and it really worked. I think it's so good. That, to me, was like the part of their collection that I was craving that they wouldn't give up.
Yeah.
Even Deep Dark Vanilla, it's just not...
Dude, Deep Dark Vanilla was not vanilla.
Not vanilla.
I was not getting it.
Well,
maybe it's a different facet of vanilla that's not... known as much, but I was like, no, I want the one that's known.
And I get it. They wanted it to be deep and dark and not blah blah blah. Fine.
I got deep dark. I did not get vanilla.
No. Black Magenta is so good.
Isn't it like lipsticky?
It's like pink pineapple and a bunch. It's gorgeous.
I'll have to resmell that one.
It takes me
break out the lab sample.
Toward Pulp from Byredo in the bruised fruit nectariness, but it's not, it's more pinpointed on pineapple and a few things rather than the idea of fruit. It's so good.
I'll have to resmell. Yeah, the Sabrina scent sounds really good.
Sounds so good.
I have the first one and the cherry one.
I have the... Oh, yeah. The cherry one's really good.
I don't have
the
caramel one.
I thought you did.
No. I don't really like... No, wait. Maybe they just sent it to me and I just was like... But I do like both of them. The first one, I will say, smells exactly like warm vanilla sugar. Like,
yeah.
To a T.
Yeah.
But I think enough people were like, how could you not put out an espresso scent? That obviously they were like, give the people what they want.
Yeah. Like funny, and she's funny. There's no date yet.
Doesn't say.
No.
There's photos of it, so I'm going to hit up their PR and be like...
Same.
Why did you not email... You blast me with press emails about the same fucking
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
All respect.
Okay, what else?
I have two more.
Okay. Okay, so this is like a collectione. The Metier Premier Santal Austral X-Straight.
Yeah.
The regular Metier Premier Santal Austral... EDP is fine.
Okay.
I'm not like a Santal person in general that much, but the X-Straight adds cardamom to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes the whole freaking game.
It does.
And it's so good.
It's beautiful.
It's like spicy and warm and woody and musky on the skin. It's so freaking nice.
Yeah. I'm not a Santal girl famously, but that cardamom in it really pulls it together for me.
All of the X-Straights add a new guest note. A new note has entered the villa.
Yeah.
So it just adds a little extra oomph to the original formula.
Yeah.
But for some reason, all the other ones to me smell pretty similar to the EDP it's based off of, but... The Santal Austral is the only one that smells like a uniquely new scent.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. They did. Maybe Ensemble Suave is a little bit softer too.
Yeah.
But like I was surprised that Crystal Saffron, my favorite one, smells like pretty similar to the EDP.
Yeah.
I think they added myrrh, I think.
Okay.
So it's just maybe a little deeper. But like to me, I'm like, oh, they're the same.
Yeah. Gorgeous though.
So nice.
My second favorite.
The sun is setting.
Yeah. What happened? Where is it? Okay. this one fought real hard for the top spot.
Ooh.
And there is some universes in which it deserves it, but I have to go with my gut here. But number two, never hurt nobody. Number two is Amphora Sublimate.
Oh, you love that one.
I really love this one. It's, I love candy. Yeah. I love gummy pears. I love gummy worms. I love everything. And this is the best take on that in a literal and conceptual way on the skin. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It is so satisfying. I absolutely love it.
It does smell like fucking gummies.
It does.
Like, it's making me hungry.
Yeah, like in a way that you want to wear, though. It's not.
Yeah, yeah. It's like wearable gummies.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Like, how did this happen? Ugh. I mean,
we do have a whole episode about how it happened.
That's true. Yeah.
You can listen back on that.
Check the archive, sis. Yeah. But man, I've thought about this one so much this year. I've worn it a ton. These are used. Sorry. Here.
Are these the two new ones?
They're on me too. This is baby boy. Right wrist. And this is virginal. What is virginal giving me? I'm wearing their two new scents, okay, by the way.
So Amphora just released two new scents. It's their second collection. They release things in twos, which to be fair has only happened twice. So three times makes a pattern.
Yeah.
Oh, you sprayed the others.
Yeah, always.
Virginal and baby boy are part of the second collection.
Which they teased on the show.
They did tease on the show. I went to the little launch fete at Stell, which is really nice. It's nice. Stell to me feels like it's like my own little third space where you can just go and hang. I don't know. Everyone's so nice who works there. I liked Virginal. Virginal is the aquatic fruity musky. There's gin, strawberry skin, salt water, sweet cream, tuberose, melted wax, and lover's sheets. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Noah, that makes me like it more.
Yeah. And Noah was explaining that it reminds them of spending summers in Maine and just like being a kid and not worrying about responsibilities.
Oh, okay. I hated that, but now I like it.
But on you, it smells like static air.
Yeah.
There's something like electric about it that's like a... It's like a static musk.
Yeah, it's like really dark gray on me.
Yeah, it's like a silvery gray.
It's like hitting me like incense, but it's not incense. Yeah. It's like Orlando, Florida.
And then baby boy is the animalic sweet floral. There's grape juice, baby powder, candied peach, wildflowers, hay, and civet. And I forget what they said about this one, but the juice is like this deep forest green, which
it looks like the substance.
It's not like neon, but true. in the regular 50 ml bottle, it's like opaque.
Oh, wow. I'm not quite sure about.
There is something to me kind of tarry, like tar. It's interesting.
It feels 80s to me.
It does feel a little bit 80s. I'm always curious when people say anomalic, what do they mean? I never know. And I just nod and go, mm-hmm. That's like the one thing that I'm like, sure.
How?
But yeah, it's like, what is an ant? I guess this would be animalic because there's a lot of civet in it.
Yeah.
It's
pleasant. I thought I liked this one more, but I am struggling with.
I feel like this is the type of scent that's so polarizing, but the people who love it can't get enough
of it. Well, it's funny because I was going to say it's sort of giving me Mugler.
Yeah.
And I know that they really like Angel.
Yeah.
So it doesn't knock me.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah. I want a little chocolate in this.
I do want a little cacao. Angel. It smells like if you tried to bottle like the sweat of some guy that you're obsessed with who doesn't pay attention to you.
Moving on.
Yeah, there is something like leather and sweat about it, like salty sweat. Yeah, it's interesting. I would be interested to smell this on different people's skin because I feel like on skin is where it's going to sing.
You know what's funny?
What?
Is that the longer they're on my skin, virginal, they're almost like they're on opposite sides of the spectrum, but almost too far on each side. Virginal, the salty one, is almost a little repellent on me, though I do like it more that you told me about it. And baby boy is so sweet to the point of like almost gone bad, like almost fermented.
There is something like I don't want to say rancid, but there's something ominous.
I think there's supposed to be a little body in there.
Yeah, there's definitely body in there. The photo is Noah licking their own armpit. Yeah. But it's funny because for a scent called Baby Boy, this is not what I would have anticipated, but...
No, it's cool.
It's a cool scent.
I'm appreciating the more the longer I wear.
I would be intimidated by the wearer of the scent, probably, for sure. Yeah. But they're just really interesting, and there's nothing like them out there, which is cool.
What is your final pick?
Final pick, Régime de Fleur, Fleur Éclair.
You didn't do yours in like order, right?
No.
Okay, there's I did, no but order yes. To me. There's
I
order
love all
to
my
me.
Children equally.
I don't. Just kidding. Fleur Éclair, go on.
It's so nice. It is, this to me, like, I know it's billed as a gourmand.
Yeah.
I think this is a floral.
Yeah.
To me, fully. This is a floral with a hint of gourmand. It reads, it smells to me like the Marie Antoinette movie from Sofia Coppola.
Yeah.
Like, it smells like that universe.
All Régime de Fleur scents bring me to that universe, I feel like.
But this one especially.
Yeah.
Just because there is the fluffy cream in it that's like decadent and princessy. Yeah. Like, I mean, not for nothing. Like, if Sandy Liang made a scent, it would come like this.
Sure.
I think. It smells like bows and cream and like dessert, stacks of desserts, but then sophisticated, almost Y2K floral accord.
Do you have a dry blotter? Or did I use them all? No, I couldn't. No, I think I fucking combined them. God damn it. Well, now we'll never know.
Just spray it on the other side of a blotter.
Fine. Yeah, this one to me shouldn't work, but it does.
It's interesting because I don't think I've smelled a floral gourmand like it.
This does give me chlorine. This does give me public pool.
Mm-hmm. There is something a little ozonic about it.
Yeah, ozonic is probably the more polite way to put it. Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think, I don't know if this is considered experimental for the brand.
Sure.
But I feel like I'm like, keep going.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It'd be cool. Because, like, all of their scents are really pretty, but they're, like very sophisticated perfume scents. And this, I feel like, is the most kind of playful and referential.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, try it out. I think they do a really good job at that.
I feel like I haven't been speaking to the mic this entire time.
You have not.
I'm going to get bitched at. Can't wait to see these comments. All right. I want y'all to listen up because my favorite scent of the entire year, and I've talked about it a few times. Wow. I'm going to talk about it again. I'm sorry. It is also by No Noses. It is Soda Snob. Oh. I, for someone who has been searching for that cola note his entire life and kept getting let down, this is so God damn good. I am banging on this chair like I'm a judge. It's a pretty literal take on soda, but in a way that is just, if this is what you're into, you will be so satisfied by it. And I know some people don't fuck with it in that sort of way, namely my partner, but I don't care because I do. And the copy reads like, experience the euphoric taste of crisp, creamy, carbonation infused with rich caramel, zesty citrus. The scent celebrates a perfect fizziness that sets the soda enthusiast apart from the pop novices. I don't really know what that means.
What?
Smells like fizzy lime, cinnamon, secret cola accord. I could have just said cola accord. Jasmine, caramel, and vanilla. It is...
Okay, I'll have to smell this then.
You've not smelled it?
I've not smelled it.
Oh, it's so good. It is. It's like when you unpack bubble gum and you realize that all the notes in there are like old school, like clove and banana and all these fun things that make up this pink flavor that shouldn't be all those things. It's that, and it isolates the notes in a way that you can appreciate them, but then throws them all together in a way that's so exciting, and it has that fizz to it. Ugh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I'll have to smell that.
Thank you, No Noses Inc. Somebody clocked in.
Somebody came to work that day prepared.
And I will say that the sister scent to this, the...
Slice shop?
I don't know. It's a pizza scent. Yeah. Don't be afraid of that one. It is savory and beautiful.
I could see that being like a basil-y.
Really nice. It's warm and basil. It's so beautiful.
I was hungry.
And not literal. Anyway, it's all about the soda for me, girl.
I just figured out what smell was on my sweater that was smelling so good.
What is it?
This.
Oh, makes sense.
So I just put on a big wool sweater that was on my rack, the clothing pile.
Not my rack.
I have the latter where I just fold clothes over.
I love
like, you're
latter.
Not dirty, but like I can wear you again, but yeah, yeah. Don't want to put you back in the closet. And the sweater smells so good. I'm like, I know I sprayed something on the sweater last week or the week before and it smells so good, but what is it? And I just realized it is the Enceinte Suave X-Trait from Maté Premier.
And there it is.
Because I was iffy about this one. I don't know. I just couldn't get a read on it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, it's good.
It is good.
No, it's good.
Well, thanks for joining us on our Smell You Later wrap up.
Yeah.
What is next week?
Predictions.
Predictions. Next week, we're going to predict. So gird your loins.
Ideating. We will be
not ideating.
Connecting the dots.
Please.
Drawing conclusions.
Drawing conclusions.
Making assumptions.
Until then, let us know what your Smell You Later wrapped looks like.
Yeah.
Leave us a voice note and tell us your faves, your most worn, or whatever the hell you want to tell us.
Yeah.
Unless it is criticism.
We are not interested.
You can find us on our website at smellyoulater.live, where you can leave us a voice note or check out our merch. You can follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp.
Oh, wait.
What? Oh,
we
fuck.
We should talk about the smell swap.
Fuck. We should do that at the beginning of the show,
come
too.
Come to the smell swap.
Yes.
If you're in New York, we're hosting it with Arabelle Sicardi, former guest of the pod.
The god.
Of the pod. Brilliant fragrance enthusiast slash. They host the perfume pages. Forum discussion group
club
community. Yes, it's December 14th, Saturday in Bushwick.
It's in Bushwick.
It's in Bushwick,
girl.
I have been clearing out my fragrance closet
to
swap for the swap. We got a bunch of brands to donate scents. Actually, Arabelle was saying that they have to turn people down because there's like too much.
What?
It's $50 a person, which like okay, yeah, it's a little steep, but like you're definitely gonna go home with like multiple scents.
Yeah.
And there's also decanting stations too.
Which I think is the most exciting
part.
That's
great. Yeah. Yeah. So you can split scents with other people, which is great.
And the most exciting part, you can meet Sable.
Oh my God. Now I'm scared.
It's fine. We'll put you in a disguise.
Okay.
We'll dress as each other.
Yay.
We'll just be the same, except because we always wear oversized tops. You just wear big pants and I wear little pants.
Yeah. Anyway, until next time.
We will smell you later.